Joe Posnanski joins us on Sports Byline. He's the author of the book Paterno. Now, I know you probably heard a lot about this book, but he set out to write a book with Paterno's cooperation before the Sandusky scandal broke. And I was very interested, Joe, in something that I read. You said, "I suspect I will never have a more difficult task as a writer. I suspect that that's not right, but it is right that I was feeling my way through the dark." Tell me a little bit about this project.
Well, you know, I started this thing really probably 2 years, 3 years before the scandal broke. You know, worked on it on and off for a little while and really worked on it in earnest for about a year and a half before the thing broke. The story was going to be, and I think in many ways still is, you know, a life. It's a story about the life of Joe Paterno, longtime football coach at Penn State, coached there for 60 years almost, and, you know, 60 years as an assistant and head coach. The only place he ever was, you know, had won more games than anybody else in the history of college football until the NCAA took a lot of those games and wins away after the scandal. So it was going to be a story about his life and what he was about. And I think in the end, I hope it still is, but when the scandal broke and of course it being so awful and having so many different, you know, twists and turns that are still not finished, making their way. It was, and in many ways still remains, you know, an incredible challenge and to be in the middle of it. You know, I was living in State College, during the football season. So I was there when, you know, the thing really kind of blew up, and it was, you know, quite the place to be, obviously, and trying to find your way through all of that and find the truth and get as close to that as you possibly could. It was, you know, as I wrote in that essay, I don't think I'll ever have a bigger challenge.
You mentioned that you had a fascination with the word winning and what winning was all about. What did you find out about that word?
Well, I think a lot. You know, I mean, to me, what made him so interesting as I started the project, you know, I'm talking about Joe Paterno, here was a guy that had won more games than anybody, and yet here was a guy that talked all the time and preached and lived by those words in so many ways that winning really wasn't what it was about. It was about raising men. It was about, you know, obviously graduation. It was about teaching them the right ways to go about their lives. And that was, you know, in his mind, the most important thing, and he would say that all the time. But yet, at the same time, of course, he wanted to win and desperately wanted to win and did win. And I thought that to me was just a very interesting, thing. And I think something that we all are in some ways tackle, you know, are trying to tackle is how important is winning, and how far do you go to win? You know, I thought this was somebody that really had some insight in that, and I definitely found that he did. I mean, he was somebody who, you know, he used to talk about two different things. He would talk about excellence, and he would talk about success. And he said all the time that success is something that is sort of it's out of your control. It's something that happens to you, but that excellence is something that you really strive for. And that's, you know, I think that's what he tried to be as a coach, and obviously that's why the scandal was so devastating and so surprising in so many ways, because obviously at that point, you know, Joe Paterno had built a reputation as a pretty extraordinary man, and you know, there were, however anybody might feel about it, I mean, the scandal obviously brought him down quite a bit.
You mentioned about the fact that you were prepared to write one type of book, and then all of a sudden on November the 5th, that book changed. How hard was it for you to change directions?
Well, it was hard. The thing that was nothing about it was easy. But the thing I think that was somewhat easier for me is that for me it was always about trying to write his life, and that never changed. It wasn't like after the scandal happened that suddenly that was what I was writing about. I wasn't writing about the scandal. I was writing about the scandal in the context of his life, and so. So it was very difficult. You know, I think the most difficult part was trying to really work through all of the different, you know, facts and not facts and rumors and innuendo and insinuations and assumptions. I mean, there were and there still remain so many things that people say and believe about the story that aren't true. And so trying to work through all of that and try to get at the heart of it. And, you know, for me as a writer, obviously the scandal was very difficult, but, you know, 10 weeks after the scandal happened, he died. And for a biographer, obviously, you know, especially I was in pretty constant contact with him throughout the last weeks of his life, that certainly was very, very difficult as well. I mean, it was more difficult in many ways for me. So it was certainly an emotional project, and it was certainly a very, very difficult project.
I thought the opening words to your book were very, very powerful. You say, "This is the story of a man named Joe Paterno, who in his long life was called moral and immoral, decent and scheming, omniscient and a figurehead, hero and fraud, Saint Joe and the devil. A life, of course, cannot be reduced to a single word, but." Finish off the but.
But here are 125,000 words about his life. I mean, it really is like that for me. I mean, that is exactly what the book is. I mean, the book to me is about this man who was called, who really lived so many ways on the edges. I mean, he was just held up to this impossibly high standard for so many years. I mean, just extraordinarily high. I mean, he was worshipped by so many people. And, you know, he was never perfect. He was never a saint. None of us are. And now, and the last, I'd say, you know, 8-9 months, but certainly in the last few months since he died, he really has been scorned, and people have called him the worst possible names imaginable. And he's not that either. I mean, he was a human being who had incredible success, who made mistakes, and who lived a full life. And I think that's what the book is. I hope that the book is you know, as close to the heart as I tried to make it. I mean, that to me was the real challenge. I knew when I wrote this book, people had very, very, very strong opinions about Joe Paterno, and still do. And people will take those opinions with them into the book. And if the book is not harsh enough for them, they will react very strongly. If the book is too harsh for them, they will react very strongly. And I've certainly heard from all of those people. But to me, again, I think that I was able to get inside a life, and that's what I tried to do.
You have said, Joe, that you were searching for what is real. And in a story as complicated as this, I would think that would be difficult. Did you ever find out what was real?
I think so. I do. I think so. I mean, I think we're talking about a man who achieved extraordinary things, who did extraordinary things, and who's, you know, I don't know that anybody has one fatal flaw, but if he did, it was the flaw of really being unwilling to say goodbye, a real unwillingness to leave the stage. And I don't think it was driven by necessarily ego. I mean, it was driven by a certain kind of ego, maybe, but I don't think it was driven because he, you know, wanted to get rich, or certainly that wasn't what it was about. It wasn't about fame. It was about being at the heart of it all, and he really didn't want ever at any point to step down from that. And he coached, in my opinion, way too long. He was, you know, in a position where he really wasn't equipped to deal with certain things, and he was unfortunate enough, and obviously the entire Penn State community was unfortunate enough to have a monster in their midst, and how they dealt with him obviously has been, you know, discussed at great length. So I think to me that's the heart of it. I mean, I think there's such a vibrant man in the middle of this book. I mean, a man who did so many things, who wanted to achieve so many things, who wanted to make football coach into something larger, you know? And I think he tried very, very hard to do that, and I think he achieved it in ways that probably nobody else ever has. And then, of course, there's the last dozen years when it was different. I think he still tried, but he wasn't the same, and he didn't want to step away, and I think that probably gets as close to the heart as anything.
We have about 45 seconds before we have to break, but did you get the sense that maybe the football program became the tail that was wagging the dog at Penn State?
You know, it's hard to say. I think that the football programs wagged the dog. They're the tail that wagged the dog all across the country. I don't know that it was very different at Penn State. He was a very, very powerful and well-respected man in many ways. He was not omniscient, though. He was not all-powerful. There were plenty of people that stared him down, you know, which I write about in the book. You know, I think it's a larger question than just Penn State about how much football should control things. But in my mind, you know, it's certainly big at Penn State, and I couldn't tell you that it's a whole lot different than anywhere else.
This is an extraordinary book, and I hope everyone will check it out. We're going to make it a selection of the month on the Sports Byline USA Book Corner. It's simply called Paterno. Joe Posnanski, the author of this book, is with us as we continue across the country and around the world on Sports Byline.